In this business of terror, got a handful of cans. Hope you brought your umbrella. We make it wang, we make it wang, we make it wang on them hoe. We make it wang, we make it wang, we make it wang on them hoe. Yeah, we in this business of terror. Got a handful of crabs. Hope you brought your umbrella. We make it wang, we make it wang, we make it wang on them hoe. We make it wang, we make it wang, we make it wang on them hoe. I'm young, rich, and handsome. Just like Justin Bieber. Your girl must be sick, she got yellow fever. Curl you a strike like foaming a frame. Doodle with my noodle baby plate.
Yo, 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 guys, that's the new parody. Make It Wang, you can download that bitch on iTunes. And just came out with the music video on YouTube. So once again, if you guys like the podcast, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's brand new. I also have a Pornhub channel. You can find me there. At Jackie, these nuts in your mouth. So I'm excited to bring on a guest. We had her here before. She was super, super awesome. She was kicking freestyles with Jocelyn Skye. And the last time we talked, you know, we had a real motivational talk about different things and men and women in the workplace. And I'm just super excited to have her back on. There's been a lot of things, a lot of changes since the last time we spoke. And she wanted to come on here and talk about it, including her own podcast coming out soon. So be on the lookout for that. So without further ado, I got my girl Angelique. Welcome.
Thank you. Second time around. Thank you. George.
Thank you. Thank you. So what's been going on? You look lovely. I love this dress. You got a little dress on.
Thank you. Thank you. Everything's going good. A lot of things have changed. Which at one point, right when they did start initially changing, I lost my business.
Okay. And this was the solar panel business?
The construction, energy.
That's what we were talking about last time.
Yeah. And so
wait, in the matter, that was like less than 2 months ago, right?
Yeah. So we weren't even open. Like, we started at the beginning of the year and so we weren't open that long. And my partner, as soon as we started making money, was feeling a lot of stress and said that she no longer wanted to be a part of it. And pretty much her father was an asset to the company by his contractor's license being attached to it.
Okay.
And he pulled out with her, obviously, so they wouldn't let me keep the company open. And there was some them taking some money ahead of time.
So they essentially you got fucked.
Pretty much. And
did you see this coming?
I didn't.
Ooh.
I didn't. I was, you know, the biggest thing that you have to give somebody is your trust, and I gave it blindly.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And you know, I definitely learned a lot from it. At first, like the first 30 minutes,
you must have been just
like, I was tore up.
Crying.
Oh, yeah. I freaked out. I was hyperventilating, called my mom, called a few of my friends, a few of my employees, actually, that I'm pretty close with.
Because this was your own business with your partner.
Yeah.
It was like something new for you.
Yes, exactly. We just started like doing really well. And I called one of actually my employees at the time, who's also one of my good friends. And she goes, "You're not quitting. You're not stopping. You could do whatever, like you could do this on your own."
Yeah.
And so I was actually able to put together a team to build a new construction company within like 24 hours.
No way.
And
so
yeah,
you bounced right back up.
I did. But then it came to me reflecting on, there was multiple times within running the business and starting the business where I did want to go and do something else, or I wanted, like, it wasn't what I wanted anymore, but I gave my word, my commitment, my integrity is my biggest thing. You know, you don't have your word, you have nothing. So I couldn't ever leave, because I had people rely on me. So I had to bust my ass to make
sure.
So
what I like in your situation is you were thinking beyond a view.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're like, if I dip, then everyone else is going to lose a job or.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And that's what a great leader does.
Oh, yeah.
It's thinking outside of you. And I commend you for doing that, because I'm sure a lot of people are very thankful that they have their job still.
Yeah. Well, what happened was we ended up all working out different things. I made sure everybody was taken care of in their own way.
Yeah.
But I had to reflect on, now that it was already been collapsed and people have been set up, because, you know, people really quickly scrammed to do something. And even though in those times where we were launching the business, when you have a startup, you don't make money right away. Like, on average, companies don't make money for 6 months. Up to three, we did.
Yeah.
But it's still like you bust your ass and you don't make any money all day.
Yeah, and like, I want people to know out there that, you know, I'm also involved in one too. And It's like people see us spending tons of money, but honestly, we're not making a lot.
No.
And that's the sacrifice you have to pay for anything.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be a rapper? Well, guess what? You're not going to get that deal or that fucking money.
It's not just going to come to you.
You got to do
studio time. You have to practice.
And how many? Courses. You have to do free shit. Like
all the
comedy.
Time. All the time.
I didn't get start getting paid till 2 years ago. How long have you been in the game? 10 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, like, oh, I was even worth to get paid out yet until one day
somebody came to you.
Someone just gave me money. And then it just became that way. And yeah. It was like, I paid my dues. And that's how it should be with a business.
It is. That's exactly how it is. And, but she was a, you know, very, comes from a well off family, lives at home and it's 30.
Oh, like, your partner. Right?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, stress.
Entitled.
Very entitled.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, but for me, I went through, I'm a single mom. So
yeah.
I had to like put in the grind to even like do side jobs and stuff to get by. And then there was times where I was like, I need to take another full-time position somewhere.
You ever think your son will grow up and write a rap song about you?
I hope so.
That'd be
so
cool.
Fucking cool. I'd be proud. I'd be
like
Yeah. I'd be like, that's my kid.
Because like, you know, at that moment you're like, I did a good job.
Oh yeah.
He wrote about me in a rap.
You know? Oh yeah. Because he always comes to me and he's like, oh, mommy was working. Or mommy, are you working?
But you are a good mom. And, I see a lot of moms out there, you know, but you seem very genuine. You're always like with your kid and your stories. There's this other girl I follow. I don't want to put anyone on blast, but she'll put pictures of her kids and then she'll put like an emoji over their face, but they're like grown ass kids. And I'm just like, bitch, you're not that famous to like just be blocking them out like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like why
that
you
is,
post it?
I guess she's weirded out because maybe whatever reason, like, there's some psycho people out there that might go after the kid, but it just looks creepy as fuck. It's like if you were to post your kid, meet mommy and you know baby having a great time at Disneyland,
yeah.
And there's a big ass like sunglass cool emoji over his head.
No,
and it's like, well, why are you doing that?
Defacing your child
a little bit. Like, don't post it at all.
Yeah, exactly.
If you gotta show your kid, don't make us fucking think why. And it's not like this person has like a massive following. So is it like a baby daddy that maybe, I don't know. There's a lot of.
Like, why post it?
It's really, really weird.
Yeah. No.
I just see moms doing like lots of weird shit with the kids.
I don't know.
I don't know. I see you and your kid. It just seems real genuine. Like, you're real happy to be like, you're really happy to show him off. And
oh, I love him. He's like my pride and joy. And I don't just say that because he's my son. Like, he's like the coolest little dude ever, and I hate to say it, but he's like a miniature me, and it's so awesome.
So he's miniature you, meaning like
he's so talkative. He's four, and people
he's talkative.
Like six, and he can negotiate
That's
anything.
Dope.
He can talk his way out of anything. Which my kid is super fucking smart, and I don't say that just because I'm his mom either.
He's a smart kid,
but it fucks me over. I'm not gonna lie, because I usually go on the back deck of my house and I do work at night on my laptop. Right after I put him in bed, I tuck him in.
Back deck? Do you have a glass of wine with you?
I or a glass of scotch, and I get my laptop, and I have not.
I'm just picturing the wooden like it's like a dark wooden patio or something.
Yeah, it's like a little porch, and I have like Knott's Berry Farm popping off the back. And
oh, you live near Knott's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
So it's like nice yellow rides.
So do you hear like people screaming?
Yeah, like over and over again.
That's cool.
Like,
that's
happy,
fun. Yeah,
so
that's
cool.
Happy. Yeah, that's happiness.
Yeah, and but I found out recently that he totally knows my schedule because I was in the house watching TV one day instead of working because I was like, I'm just going to take the night off. And because as an entrepreneur, you know that you're working all hours of the day doing whatever you need to do to make something happen. And so I was sitting in the house watching TV and suddenly I hear like his little footsteps running down the hallway. And I go, Boston? And he goes, Mommy? He goes, why aren't you outside working? And
whoa,
I go,
know the schedule?
He knows the schedule. And I go, excuse me? And he was getting cookies. Like this little
to
kid,
give to you?
Himself to eat and go back to bed. And so he waits till he thinks I'm outside working.
So he could sneak it in.
And sneak in and grab cookies. So if he'll like literally come up, he'll be like, why aren't you outside working?
He's hilarious. So he's already like knowing your patterns and
oh,
shit.
Oh, absolutely. He'll build little towers.
So
with
is
his
it
tools.
Just you and him? Or just does us. He? So where's daddy? He doesn't get Disney rights?
Our divorce got finalized on Monday, finally.
So what's then? His dad's done?
He hasn't like one day every other week and 3 days every other week. So
what did you, like, cause I don't know about that shit. That's a part of the world that I don't know anything about, like divorcing and.
Yeah.
So is it, do they look it down on like who's more qualified to have the kid longer? Or like, how do you get all the time and then he gets a day a week or.
Okay. Well, for me, it's case by case.
Okay.
Depends on each parent. The state always favors the mother if they're like able to take care of the child.
Okay.
California at least.
Right.
But it can depend if they could prove something is unstable or whatever. For me, he actually, my ex is kind of
a loser.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And he gave up custody until he found out that how much child support he'd have to pay. And then he took some days back so he wouldn't pay as much.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he has a new girlfriend.
Do you have a good relationship with baby daddy? Or?
I did until he got a new girlfriend about 8 months ago. And then she like.
She hates you?
I've never met her.
But he did he get weird or something? Or?
He started going crazy. Like saying like filed a restraining order on me at one point because I pressed charges against him.
For what?
My son was coming back with bruises and I was just getting concerned.
Oh,
and I didn't know
shit.
What was going on.
Damn.
And so it was
like, did you find out what the bruises were?
He was just saying they're from school. I took him to an investigator. Like, nothing was ever being able to be proven. Yeah, so it got pretty intense. And then right after that, he filed a restraining order against me. I'm like, but they didn't notice charges. It was during Christmas time, so, like, everything wasn't in the system. It was, like, this crazy scenario.
I always wonder, too, like, when you're divorced like that, do you ever, like, are you over that person? Or is it, you ever think?
I feel like when you're in a deep relationship with something, you always have a care for them in a certain way.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like you want to be with them.
Were you initially the one that pieced it out? Like, we got it.
I left because he cheated on me multiple times. I found out later on.
Was it like the first time or like you let him slide a few times?
Well, I found out about one night stand 2 years into our marriage. And then I said, if anything else comes out or tell me everything now, I'll get it over with.
So he must be good looking. To have a one night stand.
Yeah, he's pretty good looking, but he's not that good in bed. So that's why it always confused me. But anyway,
I feel like good looking people suck in bed.
Oh yeah, except
I think people that were like, well, some are good, but I feel like the ones that are like maybe not as good looking,
yeah, are really
but
good.
Got good looking.
Yeah,
you know, like the one that you're a fat
transition.
Kid. Oh yeah, they're savages because
yeah.
It's like they. I don't know.
Yeah, you had to work for it once.
Yeah, exactly. Like they'll take the time to learn, or you've been a pleaser your whole life, yeah. Right? Because you wanted to do.
So you know what the mindset.
Yeah. Like because you're lucky you can even get this far with this chick, right? So I do whatever she wants me to do. It makes me a better lover just by being like the ugly fat Chinese kid or whatever.
Yeah, I totally can relate to that.
You know what I'm saying? So like.
But yeah, so he though, I found out the reason that I left, I found out about almost a year after that he had a girlfriend the entire time we were engaged. And when we were engaged, yeah, I was staying in London with one of my friends whose mom's a movie producer.
So he's black then.
No,
I'm just joking.
No, he's super black.
I'm
white.
Kidding.
No.
I love black guys, dude.
No, me
you
too,
guys have
but
more problems.
He's no, I would never.
He's super white.
Yeah, super fucking white, like translucent, and
like white as like Chad and Corey white, like that. White.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
yeah.
And
but you like that, don't you? Like super hella like army looking white guys, cornbread looking white boys.
I don't know if I have a type specifically.
Hollister, like, who's this Hollister looking motherfucker? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he wears Crocs and shit. Like.
I don't know, maybe.
In a polo shirt, but he's like got muscles.
I've dated a variety, but I've only had one boyfriend, which was my ex. So.
And that was it?
Yeah, so for
shit.
A real relationship. So, but I've like dated the rainbow. And
the rainbow? What do you mean the rainbow? Like you've gone through all the races?
Yeah.
You've gone black, Mexican.
Yeah.
Have you gone Asian?
Yeah.
You did? You dated an Asian guy? No
like,
way.
Like one or two dates here and there, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah.
Have you had a relationship with an Asian guy? I think this is interesting because when Asian guys hear about like interracial Asian dating,
yeah,
they always like
really
like, yeah.
Latin.
I think because we're so used to being like with our own, you know, that when we see
I feel like Latins were like that at one point.
Yeah.
Until recently too.
Yeah. But anyways, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, but yeah, no. So I found out when I was in London when I was going to be on my girlfriend's mom's movie, and
you're in girlfriend's mom's movie.
Yeah. So yeah, that's when I found out. But I was
what
staying,
movie was it?
I don't even remember. My girlfriend's mom owns like the rights to Lord of the Rings and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, so you're in like a sick ass Lord of the Rings movie or something?
No. I was gonna go to London to be in a movie. She owns multiple movies, like multiple production companies.
Okay.
And when I got there, I partied a little bit and I ended up kissing this guy. And I have a really guilty conscience, and I would rather just tell the truth than ever like play with it.
Okay.
So I told him right away. He dumped me. I flew back to the U.S. I had tried a drug in London for the first time. I told him about it. So I went to AA to prove I wasn't a drug addict and work at Staples at a dead end job to prove I wasn't stuck up and go to do all this till we got married. And then I found out the entire time we were engaged, she had a girlfriend at his training in the Army. That was after the one night stand. So that's what made me put my plan together to finally like dip out. But you
put a plan on him.
Oh yeah. Like, I started working. I like made sure we had two options to move to California, go to Italy.
But you knew you were done.
I was done, yeah. Yeah. I told all my friends, you
straight plotted.
Oh, I plotted.
Oh,
I told like five
of my friends.
That's
some Real Housewives shit.
Oh, yeah. I told five of my friends.
Damn.
And they were like, they called me up when
did
I finally
did it. Did you blow
up
his Beamer too?
Nah. No, he has nothing. He has nothing, dude. If anything, like, he was really like, had nothing, had no money when I met him, nothing. My family really helped him out a lot with different things. And
isn't it sad, like, how guys in general have turned such a new leaf?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of, like, our grandpa. Like, if you think about who's the G's, dad, your grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
And you hear those stories like grandpa fucking built this house with
brick and mortar. Bare hands. Yeah. It's like this man mooched off this woman's family.
It's like I remember working in the tattoo industry. I remember calling this artist and he was complaining that he had worked so hard the night before and because he wasn't picking my calls. It was my client.
Yeah.
So, oh man, I'm just tired and worried. I was like, you call this work? You get to draw on people for a living.
Yeah, like, get over it.
I was like, dude, my fucking grandpa had built a house out of straw and mud. Yep. Fucking
people complain about it.
They had
the
wheelbarrow of bricks, you know? Like, built everything. Like, the guy who built the fuck, like, God bless his heart, my landlord, David, he's, you know, he's suffering from a stroke, right? Recovering. He built this everything.
Yeah.
Built. I mean, this toilet was put there with his hands.
Yeah.
He's old school. He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
And that's the man that he would rather die than a woman pay for his meal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, his pride is worth more than his wallet, you know, like.
Oh, absolutely. We talk about that, too, on my show, about how men, I feel like they should still court women. And I understand.
And they don't now. They fuck
now. Well, they don't. And I get, also, we mentioned it was for a reason. There's reasons, because there's a lot of women now using men to get free meals, sadly, in, like, big metropolitan cities, broke chicks. Like,
I was a victim. I remember, like.
See, you know what I'm talking about.
She brought a Sparklets recycling bottle, the big one, with coins. And as the bill was coming out, she emptied it out on the table. I was like, shh. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm trying to, like, pay for my meal. And then I go, I'll just buy your meal. Like, don't worry. She's like, really? Okay. Put it back in the thing.
I'm not even kidding that there's so many females, even beautiful women, that, like, just are using men for meals. And I to the point where, like, I make every single one of my first dates, and I suggest this to a lot of men.
Make them pay?
Coffee dates.
Yeah.
So if you feel like you're being a victim of that.
Of being hacked
for
the meal.
Of being hacked for a meal, and they're not really interested.
Do you get a biscuit or do a biscotti with the coffee?
I don't know, but they can get a regular coffee and just sit down and talk with them for 10, 15 minutes. Then you can realize if you actually want to take them out to dinner.
Okay, that's smart.
You know what I mean? Because then you know if you click, if you have that connection, what's going on. But if you can't even talk for coffee for 15 minutes, what makes you think you want to sit through an hour and a half of dinner?
And then also, like, do you ever feel like, let's say you and the guy do a lunch date, right? You mask someone, let's meet for lunch. Now, is it the guy's responsibility to take the tab, or do you go Dutch?
It depends for me. If I feel... I always give the
guy. You think he's a cheap fuck if he's like,
yeah.
Wait,
so
you.
Okay, so it depends. So, like, if I could go with a guy and it's like a date,
yeah,
I expect them to pay. No, if they like are like saying, like, insinuating in some way, kind of like socially cueing that they don't want to pay for my half, then I automatically will put my card and I pay for my half.
Do you get turned off though?
I do.
Because then you're like, what a cheap. Because
I can afford
fuck.
My own stuff, and that's not the point for me.
And you want to be treated like a lady.
Yeah.
Especially.
So I want to be treated. And it's not that. Like, I told on my podcast also, I told the story about how I went to a movie with a guy, right?
He
paid for everything, like the movie, the dinner, like all that stuff in the movie. It was one of those really nice theaters that they cater to you and all that. And then when I was leaving to go down to the bathroom, he goes, oh, would you mind grabbing some popcorn? And I was like, absolutely, for sure. And I took my wallet and I went and grabbed when I went to the
bathroom. You bought the popcorn.
I bought the popcorn. And some people are like, some of my girlfriends I talked to were like, well, why didn't you have him pay for the popcorn? And I'm like, he just paid $100 for like this movie
That's
and the
cool.
dinner
yeah.
and all this
You
want
to feel like you want
to I contributed
something.
Back in the way. I don't expect him to cover everything. And I want to show that like I am contributing in a way as well.
Right.
And it's like.
And that's really awesome you have that, you know.
Yeah.
It feels good to the guy.
Well, yeah. It feels like that they don't have to like give you money for like you're like relying on them. Like if they want to pay for me because they feel like they are being a gentleman and like they're encouraged to inside, then like absolutely. If they don't feel like that, then I'm like, okay, cool. I'll pay my half. Good. We're.
My dad does that with like when we go out, like if he feels like I treated him too well.
Yeah.
He has to do something to
make up for it. Like
he got me
cream.
This.
Yeah.
So like on Father's Day, we went out the whole day. He was like, let's make a stop at Costco.
Yeah.
So we rolled into Costco. He's like, I got you tequila. And I was like, wow, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Just stop Father's Day to buy his son a big ass tequila bottle just because he's like, I feel like I need to give you something back. Like, I can't take all this niceness, you know? Like,
yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think also for girls, it's and females, it's showing that, you know, you're not there to use them. It's dating, even though men do need to court women, it's a two-way thing.
It is.
You have to, you don't just take and take and take. You give and receive, you give and receive. Like, so you have to be able to, you know, give in certain areas or not expect certain things or whatever. And you put in your part and they put in their part. And if it doesn't, their part doesn't meet to your expectations, but they don't need to do everything. Like that's not what you're dating somebody for. If you're dating for someone to do everything for you, then you're not.
So for you, when it comes to dating, right. And you're like, I always wondered this. It's like, I don't know. I just noticed girls when they decide to really settle down with someone or, have a baby with a guy. I really see like these characteristics. I feel as if most guys in that position.
Yeah.
It's like they can't be too popular. Like I feel like they're more like if the girl is like really popular, like really like more the extrovert, they're really introverted.
Yeah.
And what else? Just reliable, right? Like reliable dudes or because I've been told by my friends that are Asian women, because I was always like, I know I'm not top choice for Asian girls. And I don't think it's like looks.
Why is that?
I think it's this girl's like, you're too dangerous.
Oh, you're too risque.
Yeah. It's like when my mom sees you, it's like, I see a cool friend.
Yeah.
But I don't see like.
Husband material.
Yeah. Because they think of like Asian moms, they don't look at you. They look at the group package.
Yeah.
Oh, down the line,
Latin
you know,
moms the
mommy,
same
mommy needs a cut. Daddy needs, you know what I mean? Everyone needs a cut of the program.
Yeah.
So if you're not, if you don't even look close to like, you're going to be a doctor, you got some fucking degree with residuals. Oh, forget about it.
Oh no. My parents loved my ex for the longest time because he was a white, proper, astute counterintelligent in the army. Like, you know what I mean? Like they loved the image that he portrayed until they found out more about him.
Like how he really is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They like, were like, why are you leaving?
So could you be just a broke, let's say like a broke guy?
I've done it. I did that.
And okay, just so like the guy?
I did. Okay, so no, I've done that, but it fucks you over. Let me just promise. Let me
tell you your why. Bank account's fucked.
Yeah, no, okay, yes. So let me tell you.
Oh,
so
no.
I dated last year, I dated a really, really wealthy guy, and he ended up hurting me. And so I was like, you know, screw dating.
He ended up hurting you?
Not like physically, but like emotionally.
Like cheating.
Know, it just didn't work out, but it was, you know, it was hurtful. And so I was like, you know, fuck this, screw, like, dating, like, just, like, these, like, millionaires and whatever, like, I'm just gonna date somebody that I really like and get along with as a friend and, you know, all this stuff. So I did it. Yeah, my bank account started decreasing.
Oh, the bank account.
Mad that I was working so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously mad
supporting.
That I brought in more income.
Mm-hmm.
And
you just, like, need a break.
Yeah, and then it's, like, when I come back home, it was, like, I don't know. It was
playing video games on the
wanting
couch.
Wanting to do like stuff. I'm like, I have shit to do. Like,
what do you mean wanting to do shit that requires your money?
No, or my time or my money. Yeah, like fun stuff. It's like
I bet if the guy had been like paying and taking care of you, where you would go home and like, yeah, let's do it, babe. You know, like,
because
you feel like, oh, this guy holds me down. I mean,
absolutely.
Fucking, he bought me the popcorn and all that shit the other day. Like, yeah,
let's go do it. Exactly.
But if he's just a life fucking
like
leech. Yeah.
And like my mom even was like, it's like made you like be lazier. It brought me down from the caliber
it's
and
weird.
Where I
yeah.
was. So You it's not be that careful. I want to date anybody because of money. I like to date people who are striving for things, who are doing something. And not like one of those people that's like, oh, pie in the sky, like I'm just striving for random shit and never doing anything with their life, but like has something to show for it. Either like doing something that's like meaningful to them and they're like making way in it and they're
like driven.
Driven to do it. And it just happens to be also when I date people who aren't doing as well as myself, they get very intimidated by me, even if I see
because you're
them.
Too like too much hustle for them. Or
well, yeah, and then I have a nice house, I drive a nice car.
Yeah, you do pretty well for yourself.
I do pretty well for myself. And I've had a lot of hard times, but people don't see that. They just see the nice house and the nice car and the stuff. It's like, yeah, you can have stuff and then money still goes low. And then, you know, you still have the stuff. And then
yeah.
you have
and
to
you also, you know what I commend you on? Are you still working out?
I do. I work out.
Yeah, I like
well,
a lot
I do
the,
like physical therapy.
You run a lot. And like we always have this. I know me and you both, we have that joke of like, of us overcoming weight issues.
Yeah,
and like. That is number one, I feel like, fundamentally in terms of transformation, in terms of change instead of motivation. If you can get up every day and get your fucking ass to a gym.
Or just run outside or do anything
whatever,
in your house.
For an hour of whatever
and
it is.
You can do it for even 15 minutes. I'm not even kidding.
It's a discipline that will change your life and it leads to everything else because, you know, we build habits. Everything is a habit, right? I bite my nails. I haven't broken that habit, but I quit smoking cigarettes. That's a bad habit. But being successful, going to the gym, you know, doing kind acts, that's a habit too.
Oh, absolutely.
And no one knows, practices those things. They
and
don't
gratitude.
Practice kindness, gratitude. Gratitude's a habit. I just started being grateful.
You have to.
And every morning, the talks, I remember when I was a kid, I would talk to God and wish, like me and my mom fought, like God, I,
you didn't give
she,
me what I asked for.
Hope she dies today. Like, you know, you're like all fucked up. But now it's like, what happened to that voice?
Yeah.
We get grown up and then
we're entitled.
We are entitled and we just forget to be thankful
for what we do have.
And thankfulness will change your life.
It will carry you so much farther.
It will carry you so much farther because you get to realize the truth of the matter is when you wake up and get to do like all these amazing things that we get to do in terms of I'm happy with my life. And I just don't understand sometimes where I think, how am I in this position? And the only way I can say that I am is to be thankful for everything,
that
every bad thing, every good thing, every whatever thing that happened to lead me to here, you know?
You have to. I literally will be in the car driving, and if I start getting like, you know, when you're in the car a lot, when I, like I am for sales and work.
Yeah, you're always in the car.
And you have a lot of time to think, or music doesn't even like enter your head. Sometimes your music will play in the background of your thoughts. And I have to find myself when I think about things, be like, no, I'm grateful. I've done this. I have this. I've experienced this. I'm grateful for the bad shit that's happened that made me strong because now I know the shit that I'm dealing with today is not even close to as bad as what I've dealt with and gone through. So now I know that I'm going to get through this and it's not going to even be anything because I've dealt with worse.
You've dealt with worse.
And so it's...
You're right. That's such a good way of thinking about that.
I love to think about it. Like people are like, Angela, you know, why shit's always happened in your life. And I'm like, and?
Yeah, and? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, and shit keeps happening. Guess what, life? If you're doing shit a lot more than other people, you have a lot more of a chance of shit happening.
Like, I've become a master at breakups.
Oh, yeah, really?
You know, like, I remember, like, I would be so hung up for months, years. But now it's like, I take it like a job.
Oh, yeah, it's done.
It's
next.
Done, next. But my recovery time is easier.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Because I'm human, right? So I'll be bummed for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, months. But I have so much good shit in my life of abundant, positive energy.
That it's like, why?
It just goes away.
Mm-hmm.
By the third dinner with my dad at, you know, Korean barbecue, who's Alisa, you know? I can already joke about it, you know? It's,
yeah, and people are like, it's funny because like when you're that strong and you joke about it, people kind of get weirded out when you do sometimes. Have you noticed that? Like
they do.
They're like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm like, no. Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry.
It's I'm totally cool with, like, when people hear about my divorce, oh, I'm so sorry. But I'm no.
I've been trying to get out of this dish for like 9 years.
I was plotting for a year last year. We were together, and like I found and then like the thing that like got my parents to not like him eventually was because he got abusive at the end. He was like one wife, one life kind of guy.
Oh god.
And so he only got abusive when I wanted to leave.
Like, what do you mean, like hitting you?
And... Oh, he beat the shit out of me multiple times.
What?
Now
I hate him.
Yeah.
And you get to see this guy like beat you down and.
Yeah, so it was like, it was...
Is that some army PTSD shit?
I think it was his rage shit.
Like, what do you mean beat me? Like Tito or... who's the guy?
I actually have a picture. It's
like
crazy.
War Machine and that porn star when he beat her up, like Christy Mack.
There was like multiple different occasions towards the end.
All right, so I want to see what he looks like.
Yes, right.
Oh, yeah. Of course that guy hits people.
Of course that guy hits people.
I don't know, dude. Does this sound racist, guys? But I don't know. I'm not into the white dude wife beater.
Mm-mm.
I just don't like it. Especially if it's like minority women. It's like, bitch, what gives you the right? You
know? For me, I was like, what makes you think it's going to happen?
What are you? Is your background?
Me? I'm Cuban and Puerto Rican.
Okay. So this whole time I'm thinking you're an Italian.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so you're like Latin as
mm-hmm.
fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not white at all. Mm-mm. Okay. So your first language is Spanish.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, you're like one of those super good looking Telemundo hosts.
Oh, thank you.
Where you're just like, how does she just know Spanish? Like,
how does that girl know Spanish?
Is she faking it? It's because it. We're not used to, they're like, I don't know. Is that a racial thing to say?
No, but it's okay.
It's like,
so it
I've never
racial,
seen someone that super hot speak Spanish that good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't live in Mexico. I understand that, like, in that world, there is millions of people, just like people in America.
Yeah.
With, like, bad and good. And that's good, though. Culture is attractive to me. I think
it's very important.
I think it's very important. And I love... Like, even if it's someone who's, like, Egyptian. Like, you got some shit from the, you know, here's my mom's, you know, tut or something.
I like people who appreciate the heritage
and
where they're from.
Well, what I love about the heritage is, like, our grandfathers, these old school guys, like, we were talking about that immigrant mentality where it's, like, it's unlike any other person. You'll never get your grandpa again. I'll never get my dad again.
No, the same way, like, remember I
like, they're a rare breed of guy that will not...
from Cuba during the revolution and escape a, like,
totalitarian,
like, regime.
A fucking...
And then build a multi-million dollar empire after almost freezing to death and being not given a job after 100 years.
Same thing with my dad.
Yeah.
Came with the Korean War. You know, like, if I sent you to... let's think of a weird place. Like, I'm going to send you to freaking Mozambique tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, we're going to send you to Taiwan. Good luck. Let me see you build your shit there. Like, I'm pretty sure you would.
I think I'm a little bit different than
but
a lot
having
of people.
To learn the language and all that, you know? Like, I know for me, and maybe not you, if you sent me to, like, fucking Brazil.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything in Brazil, but just, like, you know, nothing.
Really?
Because maybe it has to learn
for
language.
Me, this is the difference. And I hate to say it like this, and maybe it's, like, the fat kid revenge in me. If I get challenged to do
you,
it.
You're going
to
want to rise up to the plate.
I'll do it.
I just don't know what I wouldn't know
but
how
if
to
I
start.
Wasn't challenged to do it, if I just went there, it wouldn't be like the first.
So what I mean is like that mentality where it's like, let's say we were born here.
Uh-huh.
It's not like where I'm like, Angelique, we need to
get out of this country.
We need to get to fucking the Finland.
Yeah. Get to the sun.
You know, in Finland, there's the healthcare. Let's try to, you know,
yeah.
You know, fuck it. Let's move to Finland.
And give up everything.
And have like that same story. $20 in my pocket in Finland. And I own the best fish company in the fucking, you know, in the whole town. It's like...
You know what? But that's what inspires us as entrepreneurs to keep going because...
Is those risks, right?
And being, no, being related and connected to those people who've done that. Like, a lot of people want things handed to them.
It runs
nowadays.
In your blood.
It is.
And that's why I think you're go, go, go. It's in your DNA.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I actually appreciate that because even my father and I, like I think I mentioned last time on the podcast, we don't have that great of a relationship, but I love that man and I, in his work, there's no one I know that works harder than him.
That's good.
Is he the best at relationships, at communication, at, you know, being there for me as a father. No, those aren't things.
That no, the best men are the worst fathers.
Oh yeah.
Every Bob Marley documentary, the kids that my dad was never around. It's like, fuck you, you're Bob Marley's son.
He saves, he's helps, yeah. He loves.
All the homies, but the kids. It's always a problem with the kids, which it's like sad to think because it's hard. I get it.
I'm okay with it. You know why? Because it makes you, what you see.
You have a good example
of what I want and what I don't want. And when it sets me for my son, who I love that he says that he sees me work, but also what he says is that we go to the museum, we go to the parks, we go to parties.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But you know what I mean? So for me, it's when my dad says, you know, you need to only focus on your son, when sometimes when he talks to me. And I'm like, you know, it's hard for me to accept that from you when you've
busted your ass. Yeah, where the fuck were you? You know?
Exactly. And it's like, you can do both. Now, it might be hard to do both, and some people might not want to rise to the challenge, but you can.
Yeah, and you're doing
it. It's a choice. And so
it is a choice.
It's a choice. And now it doesn't mean that you go to bed all the time with full amount of rest. It doesn't mean that
you're
tired. Yeah, that you feel like you slept 8 hours or 9 hours. You sleep sometimes 4 hours and you continue on. And it's not that you feel like you want to do it all, but you do it all.
You're in work mode.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, you're off work. It's like, no. When I pick up my son, my second job is beginning. So like that 45 minutes in between or whatever I'm doing and going to him. That's my break.
So recently, did you win some sort of a beauty pageant?
I did.
I saw that on your Instagram. So what was that all about?
One of my girlfriends told me about a pageant that was going on that was being held in San Diego by one of her girlfriends, and who's actually a really big time model. Her name's Courtney Allegra.
Okay.
And she decided she used to judge pageants, so she wanted to put them on. And so my girlfriend Destiny, remember I told you she has Chromatic Productions and all that stuff. By the way, her music video just got released last week. It's great.
Nice.
It's called Everywhere. I'm in it, but I'm wearing a mask, you never see me.
Okay.
But she had told me about it and she's like, you should do it. And I was like, no. And I actually was gonna 2 years ago do the Mrs. West Coast and, you know, go for California and all that. And then because of work and focusing on my son, I decided to put that aside. And I was like, you know what? It's fine. You know, I've never done it. Might as well. Like, let's go do it. So I did it. And I actually performed as Karma as well for one of my rap songs. It was fun. And I ended up winning the entire thing, which was really, really, really cool experience. Because I didn't even think I was going to be doing it.
And you won. Wow. Amazing.
And it was. And then, you know, it was a pageant, you know, with different age sectors and stuff. So I spent a lot of time with the young girls.
So were you
girls.
in the young adults. Young adults, like 20s?
Yeah, it was, I think, 18.
You're early 20s, no, right? Aren't you like, you're like
it
in
was
your...
23 to 26. Yeah, I'm 25. I just turned 25.
So young.
Yeah.
How's Jocelyn, 19?
Yeah, she's only 22, maybe.
22?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And so it was, for me, the best part, and I loved it, was like with all the little girls, like I would go hang out with them.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, can you look at my dance, or can you watch my
talent?
Oh,
that's sweet. When you start to inspire the ones underneath you.
And the moms even, they were like talking to me, like, how many pageants have you done? I'm like, oh, this is my first one. And I'm just kind of
weird.
All right.
Hell yeah. Did you hang the little thing?
It's on my fireplace with my
crown. Oh, hey, okay.
I actually won a princess sector in one category, but then
how many other women were you up against?
In the total pageant, there was like, I think like 40 people.
So, you won out of 40?
Yeah, for the whole pageant.
Damn,
so cool.
Son, that's a lot of people.
So
40?
Yeah, that was exciting.
So you got best all around.
All around, yeah.
Oh, you
but
fucked
like
it
so
up.
When I got the princess one, I was actually pretty disappointed because I was like, what the fuck? And then later on, I found out I won like the entire thing. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. They couldn't give me like.
Did you think you were going to win?
I thought I was until I got the princess crown. And then I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, but then you didn't.
I didn't. For just my age category, I got the lower.
But you won the overall.
Overall.
Oh, yeah.
But they couldn't give me both, so that's why.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but at first I was like, what the hell's going on?
But did you go in there with the mindset, like, I'm going to win this shit? Like,
not really. I just went in, like, I'm going to have fun and have a good time.
So when you did, you had to do, like, bikini contests?
It was, like, gowns and, like, a Hollywood gown and the performance. And so...
You probably got him with the rap shit.
It was a lot of people were really shocked.
That's tight,
yo. So it was pretty
hip hop
like,
always
crazy.
Wins,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was pretty crazy. So that was really exciting. And then I won some horseback riding lessons with Courtney. She teaches them, and I went and actually did one. I was in a car accident and have a lot of back damage, And I was like trying to be brave about it. And I rode for a little bit, but it ended up being too painful. So I can't do it anymore. But it was a good experience. Like hood.
Yeah.
And it was like actually super freaking fun. But again, the best part
how long ago is this?
This was last month in May, beginning of May.
Cool. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm looking at maybe.
I want to win a fucking pageant for
I'm
boots.
Considering. I reached out to.
I would love to be like, you know, bitch, I'm Mr. Chinatown.
Right. Like, it's actually pretty fun. Like, you know, some people think you're like pretentious or whatever.
Mr.
I'm like, fuck
K-Town 213. I'm the sexiest Asian in the 66.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you guys got to make sure to vote for me because I'm considering doing the Mrs. West Coast pageant again.
Why don't you just fucking go Miss Universe on that bitch?
Well, okay. So listen to this.
Let's
guys.
Go fucking.
I've,
let's
since
go
I'm
Miss
divorced
America,
and I've
right?
had a kid. I can't be in the Miss M-I-S.
Can you be like, is there a Miss MILF out there? Like a
oh,
Miss,
that'd be a great pageant.
Miss, you know what I mean? The best pageant. Tell me this will not be the best. Miss Cougar.
No,
how
Miss,
many people?
I think Miss MILF. Miss MILF.
Okay. How many people, like, let's just think, like, okay, I know it's would be controversial. You can't say that nationally. But they had a legit contest called Mrs. MILF.
That'd be awesome.
And it was like, you took the hottest moms all over the fucking world.
They put them on.
And battle them out for like a Miss Universe pageant.
But also having
I
them
feel
mom
like,
do mom duties as competition.
Yeah, mom duties competition. Like who gets the most like in 20 minutes, who saves the most money at the market.
At the grocery store with coupon.
At the grocery store.
Who chases fastest diapers.
Diaper fixing contest.
I think it would be a great one.
You know,
I think we just came up with something.
Who puts the yeah exactly like most productive mom or like teach the kids something new.
Oh,
or,
absolutely.
That'd be cool. Miss MILF.
Yeah. I think that's a great show.
Let's start it. We're going to start a
show. Hey, guys. So we have now three shows that are going
Mrs.
on. Hang with
MILF.
Wang, The Ross,
yeah,
and now
Miss
Mrs. MILF.
Why don't we do our own Miss MILF? Like, we could do a bi, like a monthly show. We're bringing MILF on.
Dude, why don't we just host a game show called Miss MILF? A game
MILF.
Show.
Yeah, Mrs. MILF.
Where they have to compete in beauty standards, but also in mom tasks.
Yeah. So we get you in the lingerie, but we get you in the fucking, you know, in the onesies or the mom jeans. Like mom.
And then you have to bring out your kid, too, and do competitions with your kid.
Do the competition with the kid, yeah.
And so, like, can your kid follow directions?
Yeah, most following directions.
Like, who?
Yelling at him. Does he yell back?
Yeah.
You know, like.
What do you know about your kid?
Maybe you're on, we have a fake scenario on a plane. He's crying. You know,
my kid went missing at the beach a couple weeks ago. I've never ran so fast in my life. Okay, so I was there with some friends, and we were all a group of them. Everybody's watching. There's about probably 15 of us.
What beach? So
we were actually in
Manhattan.
I think we were actually in Manhattan. Redondo. We were in Redondo. And so we were all there. We were all playing. Everything was good for like 4 hours. Last hour, we were playing volleyball. And we all teamed up. Boston, my son, was by the net at the post with a dog, with one of the players, dogs. And he was sitting there, and so I'd look at him every set. I'd play the game, and then I'd look at him, interact, whatever, and then I'd continue playing. We'd only been playing, like, maybe 15 minutes. So it was my serve, so I served, played the round. I looked down, he's gone.
No way.
Nowhere in sight. It'd literally been 2 minutes. And not even 2 minutes. And I look around, and I'm, like, freaking out. So I just take off. I don't even say a word to anybody. I take off running towards the stairs where like the parking lot is, right? And I start screaming, looking around. So finally people start realizing what's going on. Like the whole beach shut down. I blacked out from the point where I left the volleyball courts all the way up to the blacktop where the cars were exiting. And I was checking cars that were leaving.
What do you mean blacked out? Like you were just so like worried?
I was so zoned that I don't remember running.
Because you're just like, where's my kid?
Yeah. That I do remember, but I don't. Like, people are like, you ran so fast. Like, do you know, like, and they're like, seriously, they were like, we've never seen anybody run that fast. And I have no recollection of running that fast. I just took off. And I ran up these stairs. I was yelling, move the fuck out the way. Like, I was moving everybody. I went to the exit of the parking lot. There was only one exit. I started checking every car that was leaving. He followed the dog into the freaking bathroom.
Oh, and that was it.
Yeah, and that was
it's
so,
you know, it's the classic, like, leave your keys in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. No, but it was the most terrifying.
That must be the most terrifying thing for a mother.
Oh, I started freaking out. Everybody, and my son's name is Boston, which isn't a typical boy's name.
Why did you name him Boston?
Honestly, my aunt had just named her kids two names that were like Milan and London. And we were like, I was coming up with something original that I had no attachment to.
Boston, like a city?
Yeah. And so Boston's like the city. And my grandfather's name is Carlos. So Boston Carlos. It worked.
Is that a name though, Boston?
It is now.
That's great. I like that you went unconventional.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Definitely.
But you gave him a very unique name.
Oh, yeah. No, but it was definitely the most heart-wrenching, like, 5 minutes of my life. And then somebody came and was like, we found him. He was in the bathroom. And I ran down and I've been a hawk on him, I'm not going to lie, ever since. But
were you like, did you give him the hug?
I wanted to yell at him, but he was so, like, cute. People, when everybody went to find him, they were so worried that he freaked out as well. So he was already kind of, like, scared when I felt, like, when they had him because they were all scared. So I was just like, it's okay. I just could never have you leave mommy. Mommy was very scared. Like, you know, I was, like, freaking out. I was just happy I found him. But when I was running for the parking lot yelling Boston, everybody was like, I'm like, boy, little boy, 4 foot tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. I was like, he's yelling his description. And like, I shut down the entire beach. Everybody was looking for him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And like, even that, like the group of people I was with and some of them, most of them I just met, they were like, you should stay on the entire beach.
What if he came out and he was like, you got punk, mom?
And, like, the thing is, Micah would do that. So I'm glad it wasn't that.
But that it's really awesome to see, like, you know, it shows you care. Oh, yeah. You really, really care. Because what if someone just didn't?
Well, what are you saying?
But you have to care.
Well, right? No, yeah. It's like my whole life. Like, there's, like, I've had adrenaline lesions. I've been robbed at gunpoint.
No way.
Yeah. Like, and not many people know about it. Like,
where? Okay, let's go to. No.
Yeah.
When you had an ATM?
I was doing some stuff that I shouldn't have been doing.
Okay. So this was like adolescent.
Adolescent like stuff. Days. Yeah. Okay. And I've had a lot of adrenaline rushes of crazy shit happen in my life. And even just talking about it, my heart speeds up.
There's because nothing. You, like, go back to that moment.
Oh, yeah. Like, I started freaking out. The first thing I was like, okay, I was yelling, call 911. I didn't have my phone on me, so I was yelling, call 911 to anybody that was listening. Like, it was like flight, like, I don't know. It was, there's no way this is happening to me. Like, there's absolutely, like, my kid, like, absolutely not. This isn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even let it be a thought that it was going to happen. And then, like, when they, like, are like, we found him, I was like, who the fuck got him? I'm going to kill them. Like, I was ready to attack someone. Like, even if he was cool, I was going to beat the shit out of somebody until I found out he was in the bathroom with the dog. Like, I don't know. It's just the biggest heart crazy.
And you have one kid.
I have one kid and my son. And he's, like, my pride and joy.
Do you ever, down the line?
With I do.
Yeah?
I want to have other kids. I did have my son after I was already married. I do believe that
you want a daughter maybe?
Yeah. You know, I would like to have my son to have a sibling. Now I'm not really picky about what it is, but I feel like it's very important. And I just feel like though that you should be in a committed relationship, and some people don't agree with me on this, but I believe that, like, I want to be married again before I have another kid. And it's not because, like, oh, it's the right thing to do. But I know how fucking hard it is to raise a fucking kid. And I know what it is to raise it with someone and raise it without someone.
Is it harder without someone?
It is harder without someone. Yeah. On different levels. Now, my relationship aspect of my mentality of where I was at in my relationship because of it was, and I still did a lot of the work, but then I didn't have to focus on other things. There's give and takes in it. But when you're a single mom, you have to do it all. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't, unless you're already capable and already financially stable, I don't feel on your own. Now, I believe people that aren't completely financially stable will figure it out together quicker if they're having a kid together than somebody who's by themselves. I feel like somebody by themselves will figure it out eventually, but
it's, you need to be, like, financially stable.
Yeah. If you're doing it by yourself.
Finance plays a huge part in that whole shit.
Are you? Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? Because, like, they're so expensive.
They're so expensive.
I you know what, I have to give up. And then people are like, oh, you have so much stuff. I'm like, you know, like, all my shit's so old. Like, I just keep it in good quality. Like,
Do you have a lot after your kid? Like, because I have my friend who's a dad. And he makes pretty decent money. But every time I was like, I just need more money, man.
Well, because there's always something else coming up. T-ball. There's a new toy. There's a new camp. There's a new.
Like, that's a shitload of money that's just extra, right?
Daycare is like a rent.
And it's more probably than what you spend on yourself.
Absolutely.
Everything becomes the kids.
Everything becomes good. The groceries get focused around the kid. Everything gets focused around the kids. You know what I mean?
It's just thinking, like, man,
I got new clothes. I got a new pair of jeans because it was my birthday. My brother got them for me for my birthday and sent them to me. But I haven't bought myself new clothes in so long. But my son gets new shit all the fucking time. Like, you know what I mean? But
that's so what's your son? Is there any, like, what is he into in terms of anything he naturally gravitates towards?
Dinosaurs, anything.
dinosaurs.
He knows every, and he's very intelligent. He knows every name.
He's a little dinosaur kid.
He knows every single name of every dinosaur, what do, what they eat. He knows carnivores and omnivores. So
Is he in Jurassic Park?
Oh, yeah. He's seen Jurassic Park. He's gone to the dinosaur museum. He's gone. He's done it all. He loves
it. Maybe he's going to be like one of those dinosaur study people.
Somebody told me that. Oh my god, everybody tells me that, and I'm like, oh my god, I think from Ross from Friends.
You don't want him to be that?
Well, I don't want him to be Ross from Friends.
What do you want him to be? Like, what do you want your son to be? Like, at 18, do you want him to have tattoos? Do you want him to be a badass?
Honestly, what I would like is not at all what I care he turns out to be like. What I would like is, like, if I named him Boston Carlos Tribalhorn, thinking it would be the fucking most epic name on a loudspeaker.
Boston Carlos Tribalhorn.
Yeah, like Boston Carlos Tribalhorn.
Yeah.
Takes, you know, whatever. Like, he's an athlete, you know, some sort. My family has athletic genes. And I, like, figured he would be, like, a football player, basketball player, baseball player, and be very, very good at it. And he's very talented at sports. He's already picked up everything. So me and him work in the backyard, and we, like, make our own little tea. For, you know, baseball, we like make our own, we put our own little, what is it, bases down, and we put, like, you know, different stuff down, and then we do basketball at the hoop, and we practice all these different things, and he has big coordination. So I'm like, no, he's going to be a great athlete. But for me, that's what I would like. And I know that my parents pushed a lot on me, what they wanted.
Like, you want him to be an athlete?
Yeah. But I also want him to just be what he wants to be. So right. If
you don't
want to,
like,
make it something that he has
and you're
to do.
Never gonna, like, try to force something on him.
No, I'll force him to always do something.
Okay,
now,
how about
that
if he gets
something
tattoos?
Is, oh yeah, if he decides when he's
what
older,
if he wants a throat piece?
No,
but sleeves, okay.
Yeah, but that's his choice.
Do you have tattoos?
No, I have none.
None.
But, like, would you put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari?
Sebastian Maniscalco said that.
I heard that before. I totally stole that.
Bumper sticker on a Ferrari? Yeah, depending on the Ferrari.
Fuck off.
I feel like some bumper stickers need to be on the car to make it better. It depends on what model you are, right?
Yeah, it depends on the model of the car, right?
Depends on the model of the car.
But no, I don't hate against it. Like, if he... I actually have a really...
Do you not like tattoos? Are you into tattoos?
I actually wanted tattoos multiple times, and my father always told me that he would skin it off of me if I ever got
so
one.
So they don't like it?
Oh, yeah. My family... I'd be the only person in my family who has a tattoo.
I see.
Yeah, and I actually wrote a poem
about tattoos
about my son before he was born, and it.
Let's hear the poem.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Give me. I'm gonna find it for you right now. Let's see. Let me see if I can find it.
So if we're going to...
Are we stopped?
No, we're going.
We're going?
Yep.
Okay.
We're waiting for a picture.
I'm trying to find... No, I read this poem.
We're going to do a poem about her son.
Yes.
And if you guys stay tuned, she's going to recite this poem.
I am. But we can talk about something else while I look for it, because I'm good at multitasking.
No, it's all good. So when did you write this poem?
I actually wrote this poem while I was pregnant with my son.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So it is, it's actually a really good poem, but I can't seem...
To find it?
To find it.
You didn't memorize it?
No, but it was... really important to me. So let me see if I can.
We have a world premiere.
We have a world premiere of a poem. I used to write poetry a long time ago, which is how I... Oh, da-da-da. Honestly, guys, I wish I would have found it before I came, because I have no idea.
Do you remember any of it?
It was like about
eh.
I don't want to butcher it, and it was so good.
Has he heard it?
He hasn't.
It's sweet. I hope he finds that poem.
Yeah, and let me actually, I think I know somewhere it might be. All
right, guys, we are.
I'm so sorry, you guys. That you guys.
Oh, are no worries. All right, so we have the poem Angelique has for her son. She finally found it, dude. We had to go off air.
Yeah, because that's how long it took.
She was hungry for this poem.
Okay, so I wrote this to my son when I was pregnant to him in September of 2014.
Okay, let's hear it. Hold on. Let me turn this off. Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. It goes, to my dearest baby boy, Boston, it's crazy to me that in a short 5 months, it's when we'll really finally meet. What will you be like, and who will your pure eyes see? Before I hold you in your arms, I'll just be a young woman named Angelique. But so suddenly, as you're handed to me, everything will change and become so concrete. You'll be my son, and I your mommy. I will cradle you in my arms, awake or asleep. I don't know what you'll look like or whom you'll turn out to be, but I can dream a mix of the best parts of your daddy and me. We won't know what we're doing, not even a clue, so don't get mad. We're willing to learn because we love you. Learn as we go to make you feel loved so that you know you are sent from heaven above. We want to raise you right. Mark my words, we'll do our best. You are a gift from God, one we did not expect. But as my mother always says, God knows best. So I'll try to prepare myself, even though there's no use, because the second I see you, no longer will I think as I do. I'll be a mother, a job I never thought I could do. Your abuela will be my trainer, the best one, I know it's true. Though I was not an easy child, she's the best mother I know. I know you won't understand any of this for a very long time, but when you do, if you love your mommy as much as I love mine, I know for a fact I did my job right. So my son, what will you look like and who will you be? You will be like my son and you'll be whoever you dream. And now I have you. Now that I have you, I'll never let you go. You're on my mind constantly as I waddle to and fro. And if at times you slip my mind and I start to feel low, somehow you know and you kick me inside, reminding me I have a baby boy and I'll never be alone.
Aw, wow. That's so fucking deep and beautiful and sweet. And anyone probably out there, kids, can probably relate. That's really sweet. You know, that's so sweet because he hasn't heard it, but when he hears it, I'm sure you'll probably someday recite that to him. It's going to mean so much. Like, you wrote him a poem while he wasn't even born yet, you know? And then did he turn out to be?
He's everything. He's just his own person. He does have.
How long have you been writing poems and stuff?
Since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I started writing music, and then I just went back to more to poems. I didn't feel like I was good in music. I, like, on my own stuff. But poems is always where, like, I started, so.
And that's what led to, like, the rapping.
Yeah.
So poems, you started, like, young, like, fourth grade, or?
Like, probably, like, yeah, third, fourth grade.
And now you rap.
Yeah, now
you
I rap.
You go by Karma. You got two singles out.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually have some poems. Like, I have one poem that I'll show you, one last one that I'll show you later on that is...
You can't put on the air?
Well, no, I'll put it on the air. It's but I want to turn it into a song. I just haven't had the time to.
Okay, do you have it right now?
I do.
Yeah, why don't you just spit that?
Okay, it is right here.
Oh, okay, this one is... You found it
This one's easy. Okay. This one's here.
Oh, this is the easy one.
Okay, so this was right after I left my ex. It goes, fighting for myself, who else can there be? At the end of the day, it's only ever been me. Who can hold you up better than you? Everyone else got themselves. Yeah, it's true. You can care, share, show the love, but at the end of the day, you look out for number one. When you let your walls down, just remember you'll get hurt. The ones who love you do the most work. I know now what to do. Look out for me. Watch out for you. The pain hurts, but I still love you. Feet planted on the ground, watch me hold myself up. I'm not acting wounded, but everyone sees the blood. The tears behind my eyes, not running down my face. I'm a survivor, no matter what it takes. I've been broken. I'm sick of waiting around. Who to trust? Sick of missing feelings of love. I've held my head up. I wanted to be strong. But the way he stabbed me, my heart feels raw. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? When the one I want to run to is the one who caused the pain. Lonely. I'm about to run away, but I understand that doesn't fix a thing. Listen to the chorus, the truth about me. Feet planted on the ground, watch me hold myself up. I'm not acting wounded, but everyone sees the blood. Tears behind my eyes, not running down my face. I'm a survivor, no matter what it takes. first struck at the knees, then down to the floor. Pray to the good Lord, there be no more. The pain doesn't quit. It continues to attack. Before I knew it, I was knocked flat on my back. Grabbed a hold of whatever I could find, and I pulled myself up because it's not the first time. Feet planted on the ground, watching me pull myself up. I'm not acting wounded, but everyone sees the blood. The tears behind my eyes, not running down my face. I'm a survivor, no matter what it takes. So remember how much they say they love you. They love themselves more. And at the end of the day, they always root for home court.
Yeah. And this was about...
This was when I first left my ex. That was, like, one of my first, like, big poems that I wrote, like, right when I... But I felt like it doesn't hit me as much emotionally as it did when I wrote it. But I feel like I can relate to a lot of people. So I think it's, like, something that I should turn into a song.
You should. I think... I remember, like, I was really into the same thing as you are. And, like, eventually you can just learn how to edit it and wrap, you know, be able to wrap it out.
Yeah.
Like, but that's cool because I like it because it's deep. It's very personal. And it's dealing with, you know, a situation that you probably could relate to like a lot of other.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people, you know, and I don't like to put negativity out there. I like to put overcoming controversy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we're like, oh, wow, you like, that's negative. I'm like, no, but you have to see what you come out of stuff.
So have you written some newer raps lately?
I did. I've been working on one, actually. It's not fully done, but I do have to be, and it's a good one.
Do you have the bars ready to go? You want to spit the bars?
Oh my gosh, okay, let me play the beat.
Maybe I could put another beat on, and then
I think this is a good one, and you guys can tell me if
yeah
you
let's hear it.
It
all right, cool. So this is interesting. You guys are getting a inside look into the creative process. Karma I actually heard her song. It's dope. And she's trying to make her moves in the rap world. I mean, more power to her, you know. So I'm down here. We got a rural premiere right here. We got a rural exclusive.
Some reason. This is
okay.
Right now, pulling up the beat, guys.
Let's hear it. We're going to pull up the beat, and then she's going to drop some knowledge. Do you freestyle at all?
You know, I wish I did.
Do you like
more,
freestyling?
But I really don't.
You're more like, you like more written shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm very perfectionist when
exactly.
it comes to my words and how I want the story to be portrayed. That I can freestyle, but it doesn't turn into a song. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just gibberish.
All right. Cheers to your song.
Cheers.
And let's hear it. Let's take the shot, and let's go. Is that the beat?
Yeah.
Let's put it right here, by the way.
I mean, it's loading.
You can spit over that.
Hold on. I'm just
trying to remember the lyrics.
And I never have a problem with this, so I think I'm getting a little anxious, but hold on.
Okay, it's all good. All right.
Okay, I'm good. We're good.
I'm good?
Yep. Okay. Can you hear it?
Yep.
I'm just going to go straight into the rap part. There's a singing part too, but we're going there.
I like the beat.
Yeah, I'm flexing. Coming at this bitch from every direction. Boy, ain't stopping. Nigga on the block and you know I'm bossing. Coming up fast. Nothing stopped me from making that cash. See no boss queen. Did I even mention mommy? No, I ain't stressing. Everyone know that I'm the best dressing. And I got class. Don't stop the boys from just mad ass. But stay focused, cause I got these goals and they keep growing. So sit back, and most of all, stay away from my fam. Plus I got a team where we can be doing things that you only see on the screens. Climbing all the way to our fucking dreams. Yeah, you doubt, we don't trust, no, you don't believe. That's why you're on the ground and we go to skies you've never seen. Run, baby, run. And then there's another verse, but yeah.
Sick. That was dope. I like that.
Thank you.
It's like a little Cardi B-ish.
Yeah, that's a little different. So.
Do you ever like to kick freestyles when you're buzzing?
I could try.
Because I thought maybe it'd just be a little fun.
I need a topic. You know,
okay, let's talk about.
I have like more something to do. Like, and it has to be a good beat.
Let's talk about relationships.
Oh, that's my topic. By the way, can I mention, I'm going to throw a little shout out to my show, The Roster.
Yep. Yeah, go ahead. The Roster is your new podcast.
The Roster Show is a new podcast video show that will be released on YouTube. We are trying to get out tomorrow, but most likely on Friday, the first episode, and then following every week, the same day, will be a new episode just talking about relationships in big metropolitan cities and how everybody basically has a roster that they use to supplement what a real relationship is supposed to be like, that's made up of multiple people, and how people think they don't, but they really do. And it just talks about, you know, dating in general and how it sucks, but you know, we're trying to bring awareness to things and give new vocabulary to dating, so maybe it could be a little bit more easy to communicate with others about what you really want.
Okay, so how do we find your podcast?
Okay, well, we just like literally came up with the concept while filming a commercial a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So our page is brand new. We have one on YouTube. It's The Roster Show, but it won't show up until the video is posted either tomorrow or Friday, as well as our Instagram is The Roster Show. On Instagram, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook. So we're going all over the place, and I'll make sure to give Mr. George Wang here our extra links to let you guys know exactly where.
Super, and I'll throw them on the link in the bio description in the podcast, so you guys know exactly where to go.
Perfect, check it out, and then send you a link to the Instagram where we'll then post when we're actually releasing the first episode. We'll release some snippets to you guys.
Okay, perfect, and
let's get going,
guys. I want you to get going with that. And then, so I just thought, since we've kind of come to the end of this, I thought it'd be funny that we,
maybe
kick some freestyles. Yeah. A little freestyles. Hold on real quick though. I am.